I am Dr. Carl Chip Levy. I am the Medical Director of Cardiac Rehabilitation and Preventive Cardiology and Director of the Exercise Laboratories at the John Ochsner Heart and Vascular Institute, Ochsner Clinical School, the University of Queensland School of Medicine here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm here today to talk about physical activity or lack of it in our society. Almost all of the major medical societies across the world, including the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, the European Society of Cardiology, American College of Sports Medicine, and the American Diabetes Association, among many others, have all emphasized that sedentary behavior, such as prolonged sitting and physical inactivity, defined as not getting enough physical activity, are among the major modifiable risk factors for chronic diseases, especially for cardiovascular diseases. The fact remains, unfortunately, that most people in the United States and most of the westernized world continue to have very high levels of sedentary behavior and physical inactivity, and a small percentage meet the current federal guidelines for physical activity. We have tried to emphasize how important it is to get adequate levels of physical activity and exercise in order to increase one's fitness levels, and we recently demonstrated that resistance exercise or weight training is also associated with better survival. The previous physical activity guidelines for the past 15 years recommended that all adults should obtain about 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity physical activity, such as fast walking or yard work, etc., or 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity physical activity, such as jogging or other strenuous activities that increase the heart rate. These physical activity in the prior guidelines required 10 minutes of continuous activity to count. The new guidelines, however, recommend 150 to 300 minutes per week of moderate intensity physical activity or 75 minutes of more vigorous physical activity, and all activity counts even in very short intervals, thus recognizing that any physical activity counts and increases longevity, meaning that a walk from the car to work or to the grocery or to the mall, or walking up 2 to 3 flights of stairs, or walking the dog for 5 minutes, all count for time in moderate physical activity. Additionally, it's recommended that all adults do resistance exercise or weightlifting 2 to 3 times weekly, and we recently demonstrated in a major paper published in Medical Science, Sports, and Exercise that received a lot of media attention that just 1 to 2 times per week of resistance exercise or weight training, even independent of aerobic exercise, was associated with nearly 20% reductions in mortality. And small amounts of resistance exercise was actually associated with even better mortality effects than with more frequent resistance exercise, where the more daily weight lift is actually appeared to lose the benefit. Several years ago, my colleagues and I authored a major running paper published in our top cardiology journal, the Journal of American College of Cardiology, of 55,000 individuals, which included 13,000 runners and 42,000 non-runners, who were followed for over 15 years for cardiovascular and all-cause mortality. We demonstrated that the runners had between 25% and 35% reductions in cardiovascular and all-cause mortality, with substantial extension in life expectancy. More surprising, however, was that when we divided the runners into quintiles, or fifths of running doses, we found that the lowest dose runners, such as those only running 1 to 2 times per week, less than 6 miles per week, and running under 50 minutes per week, had the maximal benefits on their cardiovascular and all-cause survival. In fact, the highest dose runners, those in the top 8% of doses, such as running typically over 30 miles per week, running most days, they actually appeared to lose most of the benefit. Not worse than non-runners, but worse than the low-dose runners. These data indicated the benefits of even very low doses of high-intensity physical activity, such as running, much less than even the current guidelines. Still, they can have major benefits on survival. More recently, we studied many different types of leisure time physical activity and showed, fortunately, that almost all had benefits on reducing mortality. This was in a paper in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. It seemed from our data, however, that sports such as tennis and even badminton had the lowest mortality, and working out in gyms did not have quite as much benefit as in some other activities such as running or biking. Finally, besides increasing physical activity and exercise, including more resistance exercise or weightlifting, the majority of people now have considerable screen time at work, such as on the computer, etc., and even during leisure time, such as on their phones, their computer, and the television. Limiting this sedentary time to under 6 to 8 hours per day, or at least getting up and moving every 30 minutes or so, can also go a long way to improve health, reduce chronic diseases, especially cardiovascular diseases, and also reduce premature mortality. Thank you very much.